Welcome to the Wife, Mother, Homemaker podcast, where I talk about biblical principles and practical applications for women. I am Gina Bain. You are listening to day 4 of our prayer week, where we are praying Psalm 1 over our husbands. Stay tuned. I think you're going to be blessed. Hey ladies, thanks for joining me today, day 4 of our prayer week, and I hope that you have gotten a blessing from this as much as I have, just being able to lift our husbands up to the Lord, and also at the same time anticipating this weekend, tomorrow, what it represents, the gift that God gave us, His only Son, to die on the cross for us and lead up to Easter and just celebrating His resurrection and our new life in Him. What a wonderful time, and what a wonderful time to also celebrate our husbands and our marriages and lift them up to the Lord for His blessings in our life and for us to become the truly happy people that God wants us to become according to Scripture. So, thank you for joining me today. I want to read the scripture and then get into our prayer. As a reminder, check the show notes for the prayer guide if you want to look at that. And let's just get right into God's Word. All right, Psalm chapter 1 says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper." That final verse is what we're going to focus on today. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this morning, for this day that you've given us. Thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for this opportunity to come to you and pour out our hearts to you. Thank you for your word that aligns our heart up with your will. And that's what I want to pray about today, Lord, is praying scripture over our husbands, that you will bless them, that they will be the truly happy men that you want them and desire them to be. God, I just thank you for your goodness. You said that the happy man will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And God, when I think of that, I think of a man who has strength and power and purpose and usefulness in his life. And I pray that for my husband and for the husbands of other women. Strength and power, all that comes from you and you alone. You have a purpose for every individual. You have a purpose for our husbands, a purpose for their life. And I pray that they will recognize that you have planted them right where you want them, and that you have a calling on their life that they need to fulfill. And God, I just pray that as they're seeking you and meditating on your word and learning more about you and just falling in love with you, and as they desire to live their lives differently, that you will empower them to do that, and that they will recognize that you are in control of their life. You are sovereign. And just give them strength and power. Let them be a beacon to the world as they lead their families and lead in our communities and our churches. And God, I ask that you would help them to recognize that their strength comes from you. And then help them to bear fruit, fruits of the Spirit. Fruit in the gifts and talents that you have given them, and that they'll use it for your glory. They'll use it to bless others. They'll use it to further your kingdom. God, you have called us to greatness. Greatness according to you, not according to the world. And may our husbands live up to that. God, I ask that you give them perseverance. The scripture said that this tree that's planted by the rivers of water won't wither. The leaf of that tree won't wither. So God, I ask that our husbands be like that, and that you help them to persevere when hard times come, when discouragement tries to creep in, when trials come, when other people around them don't understand, or they're less committed to things than they are. Give them perseverance to push forward, to carry on. And God, I know that you prune us all. You correct us, and you're constantly chiseling away the things of this world from our life in order to make us more beautiful, to make us more like you. But sometimes that's painful. And I just ask that as you're doing that for our husbands, that you'll give them the perseverance to continue on. Because we want to see them be more and more like you every single day. And God, I just ask that you prosper them, not according to what the world thinks is prosperous, but according to your will. Work all things together for good, for their good, because they love you and are called by you. Give them a spirit of excellence and help them to just live out your will for their life. Most importantly, that they just love you. If that could be said of all of our husbands, one thing could be said. I just want it to be that they love you, because if they love you and have that right relationship with you, then everything else will begin to fall in place. God, I thank you for the men who do desire to be the blessed man that Psalm chapter 1 talks about. I thank you for the men who desire to be godly and who desire to lead their families according to your will. I thank you for that. And God, for those that are struggling, for those that are maybe new Christians and don't really know what a Christian family should look like, because maybe they've never seen it modeled, God, I pray that you will put people in their lives that will help them along the way, that can guide them to your word, that can be good role models for them. God, I pray for the women who are in marriages that they're hurting, and those marriages may seem less than ideal. Maybe they have a husband who's not a Christian. I pray for their salvation. Maybe they have a husband who claims to be a Christian, but they're not living their lives like the blessed man. God, I pray that your Holy Spirit will plant seeds in their hearts. I pray that you will bless the women to be light and salt in their marriage. Help them to be strong, and help them to pray just like we're doing this week, and give them the perseverance that they need and the love and the grace that they need to show their husbands. And God, just bring those men close to you. Draw them close to you. I believe that our families are the most important unit. You have ordained family, God, and you can do so much. And I have such a burden that revival will take place in all families, and that we will live our lives according to your word. So, Lord, hear my cry this morning. And the cries of all of those that are joining me. God, work in our hearts. Draw us ever close to you. And God, I thank you for your blessings. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your spirit. Your presence is like nothing else. You are good. God, I love you. And I praise you this morning for being the God that you are. Work. Do your mighty work. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.